Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday, which means this is a Digging Deeper. And the clips we have for you today, Dark Seeker has painstakingly gone through a bunch of different podcasts from Within the Nation and from Within the Nation adjacent, and we're going to break them down for you, and we've got one very special one at the end of this. Let me just tell you what we got today, all right? Pace Case has heard none of these clips. I've heard them all. Some of them I've heard in real time as they were embedded in entire pieces of media that I watched all of or listened to all of. But we're going to start with Love to See It. That is, of course, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray's podcast.
You're like, I've made Clues Corners of 15 out of the 20 of these clips.
I have made a Clues Corner out of one of these clips at the very end. But we're going to start off with Love to See It. That's, of course, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray, friends of the program, friends of Gore. Their show, they had a guest named Allison Williams. You might have heard of her.
Oh, yes.
And she's talking about some very interesting things, namely our podcast. But we'll get to that. We also have clips from Not Skinny, Not Fat with guest Caitlin Bristow. These clips are absolutely incredible. A lot of tea is spilled, actually, about Caitlin Bristow's season and how the producers treated her. You're going to love to hear this. Or maybe you'll hate to hear it. I don't know. Depends on how you feel about the producers. Then we've got some clips from The Vial Files with guest Ariana Maddox. A lot of tea in this too. The Great One is doing some real expert fence play. Both of the Great Ones are in each of their podcast appearances. So that'll be fun. Then we have one clip from Bachelor Happy Hour where Becca Kufrin is discussing the return of Courtney Robertson, who at this point you should all know. We are producing a podcast with her called Off Contract. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. Her first episode is out now, in which she has an insane conversation with one of the greatest players of all time, Ashley Iaconetti. more things to come.
It's such a good podcast. You have to listen to it right now. Turn this off.
Maybe listen to this, then listen to that, or listen to that, then listen to this. But we're going to wrap up today's Digging Deeper with a very special clip. Now, if you're on our Patreon, you know that sometimes I do these things called Clues Corners, where it's just, it's a video of me reacting and talking about podcasts. I did a bunch of the first three episodes of Dark Lord Harrison's podcast, and I just did one where I'm watching this video of Madison Pruitt and Grant Trout when they appeared on this podcast called Hey, It's the Luscos, which is a Christian podcast about marriages and relationships. And so I watched that whole thing.
Not surprising.
Yeah, and I recorded myself.
As you're keeping a keen eye on the rise of her ministry.
You have no idea. But if you watched that and you were like, I wonder what Pace Case would think of this thing, you're going to get to hear that at the end of this.
I feel like I've heard like kind of what a lot of these are about, yeah. But they're all so unbelievable in their own ways that I don't know how I'm going to react to hearing the actual clips.
Well, the famous ones that were kind of going around that people were really trading on the internet in the forums were clips of them talking about how Satan tries to tear them apart or tries to tempt them in the beginning before they're married. But then after they're married, Satan tries to tear them apart. And they started talking about Satan and sex.
How is Satan trying to tear them apart?
Trizzy was saying that before they were married, the lust that they had in their hearts for one another was a temptation. And that was Satan trying to get them basically to have sex before marriage. But then once you're married, Satan,
the horniness is Satan.
Yeah. But then once you're married, the horniness goes away. And that's Satan trying to tear you apart. He changes his tactic. But we're not going to talk about any of that.
What?
Yes. The clip we're going to play is even crazier, if you can believe that. So
Satan is horniness and then a dry spell. I didn't learn any of this, so it's good for me to know. Good information.
Okay. You're changing your own personal philosophies. That's fine. But that's going to be our final clip. We're going to get to this thing that they're talking about, which is none of that, by the way. Again, the thing they're talking about is, in my opinion, even more insane. But we will get to that. This is, of course,
Digging Deeper.
All right. So for anybody who's heard of Digging Deeper, you know how this works. We're going to play these clips. We're going to pause after we play them, and we're going to have a little brief conversation about them.
If we're still alive.
If we're still alive. That's correct. Well, this first clip is, I will say it is astounding at a level to me that almost made me deceased. Almost. But I am still here to report on it.
Clues coroner. You could call it.
Okay, sure. Clues will need a coroner after this. This is the Love to See It podcast with friends of Gore, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray. They host it, of course. They do fantastic work. They have an amazing Substack where they're writing all kinds of stuff about reality TV and The Bachelor. And in this very special episode.
Very smart.
Very smart. Yes, of course. And with them is another very smart guest from January 31st. It is Allison Williams. You may know her from Girls, where I first became aware of her. I don't know if that was her first acting thing that she ever did, but she was fantastic in
that
it.
That was the first thing that I saw her in.
Me too.
And she is absolutely iconic in that role.
Yes. And she is now iconic in a movie that I believe is still in movie theaters called Megan, which I highly encourage everyone to go see. It was, so far, it's my favorite movie of the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. It's really astounding.
Whoa. Is it scary?
I would say no. I mean, it's a comedy. It's in the horror genre.
It looks scary.
But it's not scary. It is really funny, and she's fantastic in it.
I did not like Annabelle.
It's not that. It's not creepy. The premise of this is Allison Williams is a toy designer who makes this AI robot to like play with kids, and the robot goes haywire and starts killing people. But it's like done in a very tongue-in-cheek way. It's super funny. Highly recommend. Anyway, let's begin this. Let's play this clip here. So in this first clip, everybody on Love to See It, including Allison Williams, is discussing the stupidity of America's FemPros, and Allison Williams reveals she's in the pit. Here we go.
Yes. I would be so happy if I never had to hear the phrase America's Rose ever again.
Me too.
This actually made me annoyed. I think that the show saw it as this cute little gimmick that they could use to maybe kind of, I don't believe in the vote because of the timing. It was very suspicious. They're like, you have 1.5 minutes to vote on Twitter. And we counted everything and it's in an envelope now. I'm like, okay, they wanted to give Brianna the rose. That's fine. But it actually set her up for this very predictable insecurity, which is Zach doesn't want me here.
He didn't pick me. Well, he didn't pick me. For starters, he didn't pick any of them until last week. So they were all picked for him. Like Brianna. But I also, and yes, since I heard the people from Game of Roses on your podcast, I've been listening to them. So I am sort of like, and they have gotten intel that their book, How to Win the Bachelor, has been on the set. They've been removed
from
people's possession. So here's what I'm thinking. I think Brianna saw this as an opportunity of having the rose and trying to appeal to him to be like, I have America's rose, but I want to have your approval is what matters to me. Fuck America. I want your rose. And it just got a little bit, she went a little too far and then got herself into the place where she was like complaining with the other women about it and using it to create a ton of insecurity that then kind of became real and swallowed her whole.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
This is the Ghost of Pace case reporting live. I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
I know you said it was something about like Allison Williams might be in the pit. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just assumed this meant intense Bachelor fandom. I did not know it meant on the front lines of the Sauce Wars. On the front lines of Book Watch 2023, you know, fighting the good fight with us down here in the trenches. Thank you, Allison, for spreading the good word. We need the more people to hear this. And thank you to Claire and Emma for really blowing my mind with this.
It was
interview.
Very mind blowing. I'd also like to thank them for pointing out the fact that America's Fimp is a producer-given rose. There was no vote.
Yes.
This is completely manufactured, and it shines a light on something that they didn't get too in-depth on here. This idea that producers set players up before the season to play certain roles. They will try to manufacture rivalries but through things like this, giving you a target on your back with America's Fimp, making you show up in a dress that is covered in roses. You know, they will mix and match limo exits to try and get people to be pissed at another player. They will make you wear the same dress as someone else sometimes. The producers tell you what to wear. And then you show up in the mansion and, oh shit, four other people are wearing this dress. That is not by chance. The producers try to do all of this stuff before the season really starts so that night one, you walk in and you already feel like shit in some type of way about some type of thing, or you're mad at somebody because you believe they've stolen your dress or your limo exit or your rose or whatever. This is what they do every season. Mm-hmm. And it, in my opinion, it's very transparent at this point, especially with what they did to Brianna. America's Fimp is fake. The dress is fake. It's all producers setting it up.
This is how much trust the producers have lost with the fourth audience. We have some of the most intellectual voices in the nation are now election deniers. America's Fimp election was rigged, says Claire Fallon.
America's
don't believe in the vote.
America's Fimp election never even took place. This is like some fucking Putin shit, if you really want to boil it down. She won the election by a landslide. 99% of the Twitter vote came in for Brianna, America's Fimp winner.
Like, it's so good. I just love it. I mean, we're election deniers as well. I don't believe it. I don't believe it was a true and fair election.
It clearly wasn't. There's no way it could have been. It's absurd. It's absurd. They chose her from the beginning. Now, for what reason, I don't know. Because it could have been that they really are positioning her as like a deep contender who's going to go a long way in the game. And that's why they were giving her the Fimpros, to kind of identify her as like one to watch. This is a front runner. Or it could have been that they were setting her up for rivalries. They were trying to make other players mad at her for getting this early attention. I don't know what their true intent was, but either way, they positioned her as a central figure, whether that's going to be into a villain, into a victim, into a front runner, you know.
She was in most of the ITMs of the episode. She probably got one of the highest counts on that. I've been thinking about the Brianna Mandrell rivalry a lot this week, mm-hmm. and like what the intention was behind it, and who. When I first saw the episode, I didn't really realize, but they are setting up Brianna. Like,
yes, by
playing that flashback footage, the show was siding with Mandrell.
I agree. I don't see it any other way. I don't think you can watch that footage and believe that Mandrell was truly malicious in it. It was clear that she was joking. She might have been a little mm-hmm. drunk. It seemed like to me, I don't know, maybe not, but seemed like that. I agree with you. I think they're setting up Brianna to be essentially a false obstacle for Mandrell in her path to bachelorettedom, to wear the crown.
It also, by the way, made me... I've been thinking about Bookwatch a lot, too.
Of course.
And I was like, of course. And I was like, okay. We had two people who were basically ghosted from the show, Kimberly and At Victoria. What if they were the ones caught reading the book? Or what if it was the true battle between Mandrell and Brianna was about the book, but they couldn't show it, so they made it seem like it was about this bar conversation.
I mean, that's real conspiracy town. You're out on the fringes of conspiracy town now, the suburbs of conspiracy town, starting your own community.
Okay, just checking in on what level yeah. we're at.
All right, let's move on to our second clip here.
I hate you, JK.
Okay, the next clip is from the same podcast, Love to See It, with again guest Allison Williams, and in this next clip she once again references a podcast you might have heard of. Here we go.
Anastasia is like, yeah, he's told me like I'm so gorgeous and so impressive and he's never been more attracted to anyone and like I'm incredible and it's so crazy like how incredible he thinks I am.
Like, I was like, this girl, like radical
tone it down
honesty
one notch.
Again, to use Game of Roses lingo, this is so for the wrong reasons to talk. You should be so in love with, oh no, is my internet being weird? You should be so in love with The Bachelor that you can't conceive of anyone else and you don't want anyone else to know about. Like Christina plays it perfectly, as we see later in my biggest LOL moment of the whole episode by not telling them about that part of the date. Oh, but yeah. Like you're supposed to be demure about your, and you're supposed to not be able to hear people talk about their kissing of him because it makes you too jealous.
I don't know what players read the book, but I think Allison Williams read the book. She's every piece of advice she's giving here is absolutely textbook correct. This is exactly what you do.
Textbook, student of the game.
Unbelievable.
I might be more excited about this than like Tyler Cameron.
Oh, I definitely am. Yeah.
Because it's like outside of the Bachelor world.
Yes, exactly. It's somebody who is watching it like we are, who understands it like we do. We're not players, we're spectators, but we can see the structure of the game, and clearly Allison Williams can as well.
And I feel like Allison Williams should go into the game, or she should be the bachelorette. Does she have a partner?
I don't know, but I mean, that would obviously be the biggest season in the history of the show if they could pull off something like that.
Yeah.
We will see if that will ever come to fruition, but...
Yeah, I mean... Look, she's using the 4TWR lingo. She's describing basically how you should have your love levels and how you should be focusing on your first audience game. And she literally says Mandrell plays it perfectly.
Yes, I know.
And I was like, this is not how people generally talk about The Bachelor.
Not unless you're in the pit. So welcome, Allison Williams, to the pit. We are proud, humbled, and honored to have you down here in the darkest depths with us. Now let's move on, if we may, to our next series of clips. After that stunning opening, this unbelievable step into a new world where Allison Williams is now in the pit with us, we are going to go to another podcast that is Bachelor adjacent, Not Skinny, Not Fat, with host Amanda Hirsch. The guest on her January 31st episode was none other than Caitlin Bristow. And in this first clip, Bristow is going to discuss how the Great One recently insulted her on his podcast before his book launch, which leads to yet another mention of Game of Roses and the TikTok that Dark Seeker made about that incident.
What?
Let's take a listen. Here we go. I know. This is true glorification. Here we go.
Yeah, it's crazy because... So, what happened? He did a podcast not too long ago where he was kind of dragging me for stringing him along on The Bachelorette. And I was like, wait, that was 5 years ago.
But this is after you did podcasts together, though.
Oh, yeah. This was like actually quite recent, like a few months ago. And he was like kind of calling me selfish and saying I strung him along.
Said your name or was like talking?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same okay. And I was like, oh, that's too bad. That's weird. I didn't expect him to kind of go off on me like that. I thought we were friends. But
did
okay.
Did people send it to you? How do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's people send it to you.
Yes. And then I can't, what's the name of the account? Like Game of Roses podcast tagged me in something. And they're like, Caitlin, he went off on this for like a solid 20 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of mean. And so then somebody else posted and they're like, Nick, you did the same thing on your season. You knew it was Vanessa from day one.
Wait, he was dragging you as a bachelor. I mean, he better than anyone knows it's a TV show and like the shit
right.
that you have to do.
That's why it was very confusing. And they were like,
he's still butthurt.
And they were like, by the way, your girlfriend was 15 while she was watching this happen. And I was like, wait, what? And then I looked up the age and I was like, oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Men's egos, let me tell you, are so big.
So big.
That they can't live life. Like, he literally, probably even though he was cool with you, you guys like kind of made up.
Yeah.
It's still there for him.
It's still there.
That
and
you
that's,
rejected
I mean,
him.
Sean Booth.
Also ego.
Also ego.
I literally punched my microphone when I heard the 15 years old thing.
I mean.
The Sticky Deeper is.
Yeah, it's off to a massive start. We've got Allison Williams and now Caitlin Bristowe mentioning us. Thank you to everyone who has mentioned us on these various podcasts. I don't know how much further it goes. I don't know how much higher the ceiling is in terms of the glorification of everything, but we're going to attempt to get there wherever it is. And thank you, Dark Seeker.
Amanda Hirsch is so funny. I've only listened to her basically through our Digging Deepers, but I really enjoy her.
Yeah, her podcast is great. But here you have it. This is Caitlin Bristowe talking about not only Game of Roses, of course, but about this weird thing that Nick Viall did where he's still... Now look, we actually talked about this. I believe we had it in a Digging mm-hmm. Deeper when he was saying this this shit about her season.
Yeah, you got to promote your book.
Yes, that's what I think it is. I mean, you know, they're insinuating here that he still isn't over what happened X amount of years ago on that season. I don't know if that's accurate. I think he's just trying to stir shit up so people will talk about him before his book launch.
I think both things can be true.
Yeah. Yeah. I think both things can be true too. But I don't think it's necessarily about his, you know, kind of emotional damage from being dumped by Caitlin. I think it's more for him about the fact that they're, at least on our podcast, mentioned in the same breath as being dual goats. She has won Dancing with the Stars. She has a successful podcast. I think he sees...
He knows that she's the true goat.
Well, I think he at least feels competition with her in terms of like coming mm-hmm. from the same era, literally the same era. He was on her season of Bachelorette. And now they're both kind of doing similar things. They have media empires yeah. going that are centered around podcasts. And they
see each other in the top charts. They're like, oh, my ex in the charts.
And maintaining relevance in the nation. So I think he's, you know, maybe perceives a little bit of a threat coming there. And that's my take on it. I don't actually know what's true. Maybe he is still emotionally damaged from losing out to Sean Booth back in that season.
You know, as KB says, also ego, shading Viall and Booth in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, Booth, if you recall back on Caitlin Bristowe's season, his ego was so damaged by Nick Viall's extraordinary play that he couldn't even say the man's name toward the end of the season. He simply referred to him as the other guy. That's, in my opinion, that's one of the strongest plays ever.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, strongest plays on Viall's part. To get somebody to not even be able to utter your name, they hate you so much. Fantastic work, Viall.
Oh, no. I think it's also good work on Sean Booth. Part. It's like, I'm so emotionally invested. I'm so for TRR that like I'm pretending I'm in a monogamous relationship.
See, I don't know. I think it made Booth look weak that he couldn't even say Nick Viall or Nick. They would never say last names back then. At any rate, let's move on to our next clip. Now, we're done with all the mentions of gore. Now we're moving into the second clip from this same episode of Not Skinny, Not Fat with guest Caitlin Bristowe from January 31st. And in this clip, you are not going to fucking believe the tea Caitlin Bristowe spills about producer manipulation. This is, you know, we say all the time Caitlin Bristowe's a fence player. This is definitely on the tea side of the sauce wars right here. I had never heard this. I was astounded by what she reveals next. Here we go. If you'd like to hear that clip, And I think you probably would, because I'll just give you a little sneak peek. Caitlin Bristow talks about how on her season of The Bachelorette, there was a producer that would wait for her to make out with Nick Viall and then come over and wipe the saliva off her lips and taste it. So you're going to want to hear that clip probably. And then if you want to hear our reaction to it, you get that too. If you want all that, you just go to patreon.com/gamerroses. You join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the rest of this episode. You're going to get access to all of our Digging Deepers. You're going to get access to our YouTube live shows that we do half an hour before the airing of our beloved game, East Coast time anyway. We do it at 4:30 p.m. PST every week on Mondays. You're going to get access to that. You're going to get access to our Discord where you can submit your screams that we play on our Twibbon, and you can engage with everybody else who's down here in the bottom of the pit with us, talking about Bachelor constantly, talking about Pokemon Go, talking about UFOs, talking about all kinds of weird shit. And you're going to get access to something I've been doing recently called Clues Corner, which is me doing video reactions to listening to, at this point, the first three episodes of Dark Lord Harrison's podcast. And now I just did one that's a little over an hour long of me reacting to Madison Pruitt and Trizzy Trout doing this podcast with another Christian married couple talking about their relationship. It's the one where the clips have emerged about them talking about Satan trying to split them up, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to access all that, once again, just go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.